Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments International and ahamomentsworld.com. Tune in for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to live a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. Here we go again. It is fall. I'm actually liking this weather. We do have seasons here in California, even though they're very, very mild, and I'm looking at leaves turning, and I'm also feeling a little bit cooler air, although it never gets too cold, so that's good. And I hope that wherever you are in the world, you're enjoying the season and in this harvest time. It is definitely much better energy than the end of the summer, so keep going, whatever you're doing, keep the momentum. We just had a super moon over the weekend, and now we are in what we call a waning moon. So that means that we get less and less moonlight each day until we get to the new moon later on in the month. And with that, it's usually a time of like the tide is out, right? So it's like low tide. And so you might feel a little tiny bit of energy pull back, but just ignore it. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. It's harvest time. It's a really good time of year. And everything will get really, really quiet, once we hit the holiday season. So these are your good weeks to keep your momentum going. And it's also a great time to participate in various speaking engagements and conferences and classes. I know that all of the telesummits and all of the conferences are in season now, and that's kind of exciting, lots and lots of stuff swirling around. So thanks for being with me today. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff and a quick announcement. One is if you want to call in and ask a question, which, of course, I always get to later on in the show, you can call in at 347-215-9485. So that's 347-215-9485. And Sam is waiting excitedly to hear your voice and to put you in the queue to talk to me. And then the other thing is that we have our free Aha Factor online course that I see so many of you are signing up for from around the world, and I'm very, very honored and excited that you're joining me on what I call my Mission Intuition, which is a whole new crusade I am on to get a million people fluent in the language of their intuition. Super important skill to have, and you'll hear me talk about that. You've heard me talk about it. You hear me talk about it more and more, and you can get involved in that course on our website at theahaway.com. So theahaway.com. So it's www.theahaway.com. Okay, and so that's exciting, and we're going to have some activities around that, too, in the coming weeks. So I'll let you know a little bit more about that as I put those plans into action. And I think that's it for announcements as far as I can think of right now. If I think of something, you know, I'll drop it in later on in the show. So today's topic is about evidence. And three secret ways to know your desire is on its way. Now, I know a lot of you listen in because you're working on various projects, various manifesting projects, things that you'd like to create in your life, like to have appear in your world, and you've invested some time and interest in becoming fluent in your intuition as well as working with the manifesting energies and with parallel realities, which is what we've been talking about for some time now. And one of the things that I find is a very common question in my private sessions and in my advanced classes and in my certification classes and also with all of my clients is, how do I know? How do I know if this thing, if I'm doing this right, how do I know if something is on its way? How do I know if I can trust the signs that I'm getting? So I wanted to address some of that tonight a little bit differently than we probably have addressed it before, because we're kind of always talking about something in that, you know, that realm. Well, let me just turn my computer down because everybody's popping in as I'm talking, which is awesome, signing up for the course, but alerts on my computer are making a lot of noise. Okay, so the first priority that I want you to really think about before we even talk about evidence, because I know once I start talking about that, you're going to be like sitting at your window with your face smashed against the glass looking for all your signs, but before we get into that, here's the priority, okay? So whenever you're doing any kind of activity in life, period, across the board, what you want to orient yourself from is energy first, energy and frequency first, and then physicality, your mental mind, and circumstances last, okay? Most people think, oh, I have to go with my logic first, and then my energy is like an extra, a luxurious extra that I can play with when I go to a conference or when I hear somebody on, you know, the radio or whatever. And really, the way that the whole world is structured is frequency first. And then the physicality follows that. So if you are looking for evidence and you're coming from a space of angst and of confusion and worry and anxiety and control and needing proof before you believe and all of these, and you're skeptic and all that, you are setting up a frequency that repels, okay? You are becoming an energetic can of raid. You are repelling, you're becoming a manifesting repellent when you come at it like that. Okay, and I have seen people who brag about how they sit in meditation for an hour or whatever, and then they come out of it and they're back to running around like a chicken without a head trying to force things to happen. So they're not connecting the what we call the as above and so below. As above is your energetic frequency. So below is your physical world. And then there's a crossbar between the two. If you think of it as a figure eight, as above is the top circle, so below is the bottom circle. That cross between the two that connects those two, okay, that's your crisscross, that's that point of transfer, call it a transfer point. And you want your energy to be flowing very easily from as above to so below. Okay, as above, the energy is on top. That's the first priority. Anything that energy then reflects, that dictates or is focused on, creates in the bottom ring, which is your physical world. So if you're focusing on the bottom, you're not going to get anything on the top. If you're focusing on the top, you'll get everything you want on the bottom, okay? So whether you understand how to do this or not, this is what you are doing. This is what we're all doing. It's how life is structured. It is how the earth actually, how physicality and being in a body for a physical lifetime actually works. This is the construct. It's an infrastructure. So regardless of whether you listen or you're skeptical or not, this is how it's operating. So if you come at things from a worried, over-anxious, catastrophic, thinking about things, you know, from the worst case scenario, I have to plan for the worst and hope for the best and all that, you are just setting yourself up. You're creating a really bad mix of circumstances. The other thing that happens is when people have no idea about energy, or they choose to ignore it even if they've heard it, or they choose to override it with their logic because that's their in their mental mind, because that's their comfort zone and they want to feel like they can control things and all that, what you'll find is that you feel like a victim. Because if your mental mind can't figure something out, then you feel like things are happening to you. And then you start trying to blame it on, well, what is it? Is it the super moon? Is it the full moon? Is it the, you know, is it the Mercury in retrograde? What's happening? Why are people treating me like this? Why is this all happening to me? Why doesn't this person want to be with me in a relationship? Why is this? Why is that? And energy is dictating all of it. So before we even start looking at evidence, we have to start taking energetic responsibility and having a certain level of energetic awareness and frequency awareness, okay? And so, excuse me, so the way you do that, number one, is to make a decision that you are going to operate from your frequency first. Frequency first. Always, always, always. Energy first. And the way you do that is to check in with yourself, is to feel. Look for what you're feeling first before what you're thinking. I was talking to my advanced students in my certification course yesterday, because Mondays is my day to work with my most advanced clients. And one of the things that came up was prioritizing and making sure that you keep your focus really on reading your frequencies, okay, on really understanding and sort of allowing yourself to feel first. So instead of saying, I think that makes sense. When you say, okay, that makes sense, you might be listening now and you're saying, oh, that makes sense. What that means is that you're orienting from your mental mind, from your physical mind, and your physical mind is buying in. However, that means that you're orienting from your physicality first, right? And what you want to say instead, and I want you to practice this, is a very simple tool, is you want to say, how does that feel? When you hear something, I mean, even if you hear something on the news, you hear something that's very, you know, even you're going to your doctor and they're saying something to you, or, you know, you're at the bank or whatever, you want to feel first. You want to start to pay attention to how you feel first. So instead of saying, well, that makes sense, start to look for, oh, that feels right to me. That feels right. That feels good. That feels light. That feels bright. That feels right. That feels like a lift, as opposed to that makes sense. Okay? Because a lot of the things that feel light and bright don't make sense. And then you miss it, and you miss a massive energetic shortcut. Energy will always get you down the path of most allowance. Energy will always take you on the shortest path possible for what you're willing to experience. Now, some people like to go the long, slow boat to China. And the way you can guarantee that you're going to go the longest and the slowest route is to try to control things with your mental mind first and ignore the energy. I watch people all the time in my own life. I watch them all the time. And I just shake my head. It's like, oh, boy. You know, it's like, well, there she goes. Oh, boy. And it's like watching someone. I make this analogy that when, especially when I was doing a lot of angel readings, you know, the angels sit there and they can't help you unless you ask. And I always made this analogy that they would be sitting, like I would be sitting in the mosh pit, in the mud pit, and the angels are sitting up on the fence watching the whole them fight with themselves and flip themselves over and slip and slide and trying to control everything, not asking for any energetic help, ignoring the energy, you know, looking at that in a superstitious way, and trying to control everything themselves. And then, of course, they become a victim. Why did I just flip over the mud? And the angels are like, because you won't ask us for help, you idiot, you know. And so they're watching you thrash around in the mud and flip and somersault, and they're like, okay, so guys, are they doing it? Does she need help yet? No, she's still flipping herself over. Okay, cool. So I'll raise you a 2 if you raise me a 3. You know, and they start playing cards again, Weed. And then they hear this scream from the mosh pit. Oh, my God, Jesus, help me. And they're like, oh, wait, she's asking for help. Wait, stop the card game. What is she looking for? Oh, she's looking for some help. Oh, that's great. Okay, what does she need? Oh, wait. Oh, no, false alarm. She's back to sort of flipping herself over again. She's handling it on her own, or he, right? So essentially, all the powers that be, including your higher self, are waiting for you to participate in a conscious way with your energy first. If you do not consult it, you're working against yourself, hands down, every time. You're taking the longest route possible when you go just from your logic, from your mental mind. And then you also then start seeking information and answers outside of yourself. You start to lean on other people and expect other people to carry your load or whatever, and it just creates more and more of a mess. So, that being said, I want to make one other point, and that is, so you have your frequency, you're going to operate from frequency and energy as your primary focus, okay? 80% frequency, 20% physicality, okay? Your energy will always give your physical mind a to-do list, always. Energy will say, that direction, and it'll give you a task. And that's what your physical mind gets to do. Your physical body gets to do a task that the energy has sent its way. And when you take that one step, then it'll give you the next step, and then it'll give you the next step. I have more people tell me over and 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 over again, I can't see how that's going to happen. So I can't take any step at all. I can't see how that's going to happen. Well, I don't know how that's all going to work out. So take the first step. Oh, but I don't know how that'll all work out. Take the first step. But I don't know how it all will work out. Take the first step. Why doesn't anything ever work for me? Because you won't take the first step. But I don't know how it'll all work out. Take the first step. This is my world. At least with the beginner people. With my advanced people, I've beaten it into them so they don't do that anymore. But really, when people come, if you're spinning out, it's because you're probably blowing off whatever first step they said. You might be looking at it as inconsequential. You might be looking at it doesn't make sense, quote unquote, to your mental mind. You might say, you know, it's a real great procrastination technique to say, I can't see how all that will work out, so I'm not going to take any step at all. Or I don't really want to work. I just want to have fun. I just want to be in the energy. Well, guess what? All of it takes work. This is an as above, so below. Life is as above, so below. So you are always going to have to take some physical action and things. I know a lot of you listen to a lot of the metaphysical things and the teleseminars and all this, and a lot of times people will say, oh, it's an effortless process and you should be just focusing on peace and being in the now and don't do anything. And I can tell you, you can get yourself stuck in a rut like you would not believe taking that advice when it's out of context. So the point is that you're always going to have to take some sort of action in the physical world. However, what you want to do is action from that's dictated from your frequency. And that's why you want to orient from frequency first. Okay? Now, the second point is that intuition is completely different than superstition. Okay? Intuition is not the same as superstition. So a lot of people will take intuitive principles and use them in a superstitious way. And that also can flip over your apple cart. You know, people who don't want to do the work, they want to dibble and dabble and pull a little of this and all that. Oh, should I light a candle? Oh, what will happen? You know, like treat it like a recipe. And they don't look at this as a holistic process. So they look for, oh, what are the stars saying? Oh, I need you to manifest this for me. I need you to send me energy. Send those guides my way. Give them a message for me. Excuse me? You've got your own set of guides. You've got God. You've got Jesus. You've got everybody. All your own posse of guides, just like I do with anybody else. The worst people in the world have it, and the best people in the world have it by, you know, whatever judgment standards you're using. Everybody has a higher self. Everybody has bands of angels. Everybody has access to every single guide out there. So some of us spend a lot of time in this, and we've taught ourselves, like anything else, how to communicate, so we get seemingly, you know, better results than others who are choosing the more physical way first and ignoring the energy, so they get this thrashing victim type of thing going on. But the bottom line is that everybody has their own set of guides. And I know for myself, being in this business, a lot of times people come to me and they've got all kinds of massive issues going on. And because I'm in the business, they kind of try to make me responsible or lean on me and say, well, what do I do now? What do I do? And at some point, you know, I have to always take a step back and say, do whatever you feel you need to do. Because if I don't, I can get sucked into something that, is just too stressful. I can't do anything about it anyway because they're choosing their own parallels. They're choosing – their frequency is creating everything. They're following their own, lead, and they're spinning out based on their own frequency. So for me, you know, to tell me that you should solve this for me, and what do I do and what do I do and what do I do, and then to try to use superstitious things in an emergency situation – it's just a mess. It creates a mess. And what I've done is I've started, and you might be in this situation too, so those of you who are leaders and light workers and stuff, where people are always leaning on you. Yeah, at some point you have to say, you know what? I'm going to drop this situation and I'm going to turn it over to them in their own light. And I'm going to see them with, you know, angels around them. And I'm going to see them communicating with their higher self. I'm going to see them communicating with God. I'm going to see them with Jesus. I'm going to see them with whoever, whatever powers it be. I'm going to see them in light. I'm going to see them off in the distance communicating with their person and getting their own answers. I'm going to see them being successful in their own energy. And I am going to release all responsibility and all, because the responsibility is an illusion anyway, and I'm going to release all of it to them, to let them handle it with their own devices. Now, does that mean that you don't care? No, it actually gives you way more power. Way more power, because the shortest route to the customized answers for those people is them to their higher self with no middleman. As soon as they put you in the middle of it, then everything that they need is filtered through you, your mental mind, your ability to translate. You know, it completely disempowers them. So no matter what situation, good, bad, or horrible, or whatever, you need to turn it over to them and their higher self. It doesn't mean that if you have a resource or that you can be a sweet listening, you know, friend, that you don't do that, or that if you you feel directed and guided to do a particular thing or intervention, that you, of course, by all means, if you're feeling, you know, energetically inspired, like you feel that sense of knowing, then you're going to step in and you're going to help that person with whatever action you feel led to take. But again, it's coming from an energetic, intuitive place, not from a superstitious place. Okay? That's come up for me a lot in the last several weeks. So just when, I don't know why, they just said, say it, so I said it. Now, frequency is your top priority. And that, when you are in alignment with your frequency, then frequency also has a different way of showing you that it is turned on and that it is responding to you. Okay, so this is getting back to our topic, which is evidence. Okay, so there's a few ways that your frequency will let you know that you are in alignment. And the most, one of the biggest ways is that you're going to start to see evidence of it in your personal life, with tangible things seeming to show up. Okay, so a lot of times we call it synchronicity, but I'm going beyond synchronicity to strings of connectedness to actual. It's kind of like the analogy I gave one of my clients was, if you're looking at a cherry tree in the spring, and you start to see, first you're just seeing branches, and then you see some buds popping on the tree, and then all of a sudden you see one sprig pop, and it's all the flowers, and then you see it, but this other tree, other parts of the tree are still in a bud phase, and there's other, you know, so it's kind of, if each branch of the tree was a branch of your life, there's going to be certain things that are, you're in better frequency alignment with than others. So let's say, and most of you do have this, you have more than one thing you're trying to manifest. You want to manifest relationships, you want to manifest more money, you want to manifest, you know, new job, and, you know, maybe a hobby or something like that, or a new friendship or better relationship with your child or whatever. Whatever you have the least resistance to is going to be the thing that pops the first, because you're in frequency alignment. So what you might see, you're working on relationship, I have to have the twin flame, blah, blah, blah. And you start to do all these exercises about in that regard, and it seems like the twin flame part isn't happening, but you get a better job. Or you meet a new personal trainer who's phenomenal, or you get a fantastic, you know, new, suggestion for some great vitamins, or, you know, and you realize that the thing that comes in first is your physical health is going up. You're getting resources for your physical health, things that you've been wanting to do. Maybe you've been, you know, you're in a mall and you stumble into a whole new makeup line and you get a makeover and you find a whole new version of you. You know, these types of things. That might pop first, right? And you're still saying, well, when's he coming? Where am I going to meet him? How am I going to meet him? When am I going to get out? You know, what month am I going to meet him? What day am I going to meet him? And how is it going to happen? And that, first of all, if you're doing that, I'm telling you, that is raid. That's repellent if you're doing that. But if you are kind of doing frequency work around that and you're really working on that in your visioning, you might see other parts of your world start to pop first. Why? Because a lot of times whatever project we're working on that we want the most is the thing that we have the most resistance with. We have the most fear about it not happening. It's loaded, right? So the thing that you feel less worried about comes in. So what you'll see in your world when we start talking about evidence that, you know, you're getting closer and that your desire is loading in, as I call it, is you will have some life categories taking a leap forward, okay? And you'll start to see, oh, you know, I've been wanting to do that for a really long time, and that's all loading in really well. This other thing isn't here yet, but that's giving me evidence that's I'm in the right direction, okay? And so, and then what it also does is it makes you happy, right? You see something starting to configure in your world, and you're like, wow, that's so cool. I can't believe that's, you know, that's so great, you know? And I guess let me give you an analogy. So let's say you wanted a house, and you want this beautiful house, and you want a tennis court, and you want, you know, beautiful dining room so you get entertained, and you want a beautiful patio and pretty views and all that. So you're working on that in your, you know, in your manifesting work and your parallel realities and all that. And then you say, well, you know, why do you want a tennis court? And I was like, I love tennis. I used to play tennis. At one point I was taking all kinds of tennis lessons as part of a tennis club, and I love tennis. And now I'm not playing tennis, and I want a house that has a tennis court, so that when I get this house, I'm going to start playing tennis. And so you do all these visions of you playing tennis and maybe playing doubles with your husband and your friends or whatever, and you see yourself at this beautiful house playing tennis. So now you're focused on, well, how am I going to get this house? Where am I going to get the money for the house? How am I going to get the credit for the house? All these things for the house, and well, maybe I should look at houses about, you know, house. The house then thing and the money and the credit, that seems to kind of almost be on ice. It's like cooking. It's like in the pot, like gravy, like Italians make gravy on Sundays kind of thing, you know, where it sits on the stove for, you know, X number of hours. I'm from Jersey, so I know, you know, I know about this sauce and gravy and Sundays and everything. And something interesting happens. You're sitting in the manicure shop and you're talking to somebody next to you and she starts talking about tennis. You say, oh, I love tennis. Tennis is just my favorite thing. She's like, oh, really? You know, I'm part of a club and I can have guests all the time. And, you know, and this is a new club and it's really close. And you're like, really? And it's relatively, you know, it's reasonable. You can get a membership for XYZ. And why don't you come as my guest sometime? And then and you go, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And you get all tingly and all excited, and you just get this knowing. You know, it feels, like we were saying earlier in the show, it feels right. It doesn't, quote, make sense because you kept seeing yourself playing tennis when you had the house, but the tennis is loading in. You've met somebody. She's opening a door. You're finding a membership, you know, area. And you go with her. She invites you to, like, they're having a benefit. And let's go why don't you come to this benefit? You know, and you can meet the tennis instructors and you can see them demonstrating things, and, you know, some of the celebrity, you know, tennis stars are going to be there, and you're just like, oh my gosh. And she's literally walking you into the world of tennis, right? So you don't have the house yet. You didn't find the money for the house. You don't know how to, but the tennis is loading in. Okay. Why? Because the tennis has the higher frequency. You want the house, you can play tennis, but the tennis is the thing that really makes your heart sing. The house is just a shell, right? The house is a shell for, and it will house, protect, create space for. It has compartments for. The house is like just a building with compartments for these things that you really love, for, you know, sleeping, for eating, for entertaining, for, you know, taking care of your baby, for, you know, your dog, for recreation, for sex, for cooking. It has compartments. That's what a house is. It's a building with compartments for your life, right? So if you're focused on, so what will start to load in when we're dealing with frequency, what has a higher frequency is the activity itself. That's what's making your heart sing. You know, and you say, oh, you know, when I play tennis, oh, I love how I feel. I love it when I sweat. I love, you know, running side by side. I feel so powerful when I hit the ball, blah, blah, blah. That all, I used to play tennis when I was a kid. I remember going with my dad to play tennis and hit balls against the cement thing at the park. And all of that is frequency, 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 frequency. That's the joy. That's the joy frequency. Okay? That will load in first. So here, that's one of your hidden secrets. Whatever's bringing you the most joy will load in first. Why? Because if you are worried about buying a house and you're worried about where the money's going to come for the house, that's angst. There's a lot of judgment with that. Well, I wish I had, you know, done this, and I would have more money by now, and all the, and how is it going to happen, and, you know, all these types of things. So that's a lot of judgment. It's a lot of heavy energy that has to be healed or moved on or whatever. The thing, money always follows joy, because joy has a much higher frequency than currency. Okay? Currency represents the frequency of joy. So joy comes first. So what you're going to see is something joyful in your life starts to pop. Why? Because if your higher self can get you joyful about something, then that frequency goes up. And that new thing that you desire, that house with the tennis court, which is 10 times bigger than your little apartment now, that requires a totally different frequency signature to actually even be able to manifest in your world, the universe and your higher self will go around to other areas of your life that you'll let in easier, that will spike your joy, raise your frequency, and then your frequency will be a better match to that half. Okay? So you're better off going and playing tennis first so that you're already the tennis player again, instead of arresting your tennis based on the sale of a house or the purchase of a house. Does that make sense? Okay, so and that can go for relationship, you know, it can go for a lot of things. If you want this relationship but you don't feel sexy and you don't think that, you know, if that guy showed up right today, this minute, boom, 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 knocked on your door, and you answer the door right this second in the clothes you're in right now with what you have on right now, are you ready? Are you really ready for that person? And if you say, oh, God, oh, but I won't even have an hour, no, like right this minute. Okay, or girl, okay? Are you ready for that person right this minute in all the different categories that you need to be ready for that person? And if you say no, then you're more than likely you're getting signs, symbols, synchronicities, and evidence in other areas of your life that are going to get you in frequency alignment to be ready. Okay, so instead of calling me on the phone and saying, when's he coming? When's he coming? When's he going to text me? When's he coming? When's he coming? Well, okay, so you're going to see him in January. So then you think, what is it? What color is his hair? Well, how am I going to meet him? Am I going to meet him in a group, and I'm going to meet him by myself? Is he going to be at the grocery store and all this other stuff? Instead of asking me those kinds of questions, start to ask yourself, am I ready? Am I really ready? Am I someone I would date? And start to look around your world, and you'll see that the guides are sending you, your higher self is sending you instructions. You know, it might send you to that tennis group. Let's say you wanted a house and a husband, and you want a husband who plays tennis. Well, they're going to send you into the world of tennis before they give you the house, because in most cases, because that's going to get you in the frequency of playing tennis, of doing the whole, living the whole lifestyle. That's frequency alignment with the guy who loves tennis, and then as a couple, you get the house. You know, and I'm not saying it always goes that way. I'm just trying to give you some sort of tangible example to how frequency works, because one of the other things I said to my advanced students, all of this is very nonlinear, right? Everything I teach is very nonlinear. It doesn't go in a straight line. But when you get on these shows, especially when you're dealing with people who are not, you know, haven't been doing this for a long time, you try to give some sort of orderly, you know, explain it in some sort of orderly way so you can follow along. But really, none of this is in a straight line. There's all different types of things, and that's why I wanted to do the show, because one of the other secrets is that it is nonlinear, okay? So you're going to, you'll see things popping, like, you know, flowers on a branch. What it seems random, it's frequency ordering as opposed to physical order, okay? So sometimes, you've even seen it where people say, oh, I need this house. I've seen this happen. And I have to have this much money, so I have to have this kind of job. And they go kind of, you know, reverse engineer it. And then, and they, you know, they have this big idea, and they want a promotion, and they want to be a VP and all this. And then all of a sudden they lose their job, and they find a house-sitting situation, which is like, you know, somebody's going off to Europe for 2 years and need somebody to take care of the house, and it's the exact kind of house they wanted, but it comes in a totally different way, and it doesn't cost them, you know, all that money, because now they're getting paid to be there as opposed to buying it themselves. So the universe is going to configure for you if you allow it and you don't try to strangle it. It's going to allow you the path of most allowance, and it's non-linear. It may come in a completely different way than you would expect. Okay? So very important to note that. Now, another hidden way to know that something is shifting for you, and this is a fun one. This is really fun, and it's very subtle. It's not something I've talked about before. Maybe I talked in one of my advanced classes. Who knows what I've talked about? I talk so much. Good Lord, I'm so tired of talking. Oy, oy, oy. Okay. People in your world, you will start to see their shifts and behavioral changes. A lot of times before, you'll start to see your physical things showing up. So if you've had people, let's say you get on this thing, let's say you're working with me or whatever, and I've seen this with a lot of my clients, and they always come in, and they come in with one frequency signature. In fact, the whole first session when I work with my advanced clients, I just listen a lot to their stories. They tell me a lot of stories, a lot of stories. This happened to me, and that happened to me, and this is going on, and that's going on, and well, I don't know why this has happened, I don't know why that's happening, and there's a lot of stories. And I'm listening, and I listen a little bit to the physical story, but I'm really paying more attention to their energy and how's their energy go as they tell the story. Their energy going spiking, it going up, is it going down, is it flat, is it monotone? You know, when people have been abused and stuff, a lot of times they get very numbed out, so they kind of just talk in, like almost like a checklist. Yeah, you know, I got married and it wasn't that good, and then they're like that. And there's people who get on and, you know, but I'm watching the energy. And they usually have a string of people that are getting on their nerves, right? Because I certainly do. And they say, well, you know, my family is like this and my friends are like that. And I have this one friend and I have this one, you know, my spouse, my ex-husband, my current husband, my boyfriend, whatever, my lover, whatever. And, you know, they're my kids and my dog and my, you know, the librarian and all these different people in their world. And they have, you know, usually some sort of trigger person, a few catalytic-type people, and they have stories about them and everything. And as we go through the weeks and work together, and they start working on their frequency and doing some of the things that we do, what we find is I'll get a call and they'll say, oh, my gosh, you know, my sister was completely different. I didn't do anything. I'm like, uh-huh. Oh, she's totally different. You know what she did? She called me up and asked if I needed help with something. She hasn't done that in 25 years. I don't know what's happening. Oh, you don't know what's happening? What's happening is you're changing your own frequency. What are you saying yes to now that you weren't saying yes to in the past? Your people in your world will start to shift, and they'll show you evidence of your frequency shifts before your more tangible things, new houses, cars, boyfriends, and all that, show up. It lets you know. They're indicating that. So there's two things that are going to happen to people when you start doing this kind of work. Either they're going to completely leave your life, drop away because they just aren't a match frequency-wise, or they're going to shift and go along with you. And that's what it gets kind of interesting, because when they shift and go along with you, their frequency goes up because your frequency goes up. So they're sticking in the same, they're staying in the arena. Okay, but you're getting a better version of them because you're being a better version of you. And that's a major indicator that stuff is on its way, because your people are changing and shifting. You're starting to get, like, I noticed that I've been going through a lot of, you know, staff changes and stuff, and it's because I'm making some huge shifts in my own frequency, and it's that certain people are just dropping away. They're just not in alignment, just not in alignment, just not in certain friends too. Gone. Now, I don't want to scare you, and, you know, because some people then they don't want to change anything because they don't want to lose everybody they have in their life. You're not going to lose everybody in your life. You're going to get better versions of the ones who belong, and then you're going to get reality checks on the ones that don't. And that's the reality. That's the truth. You know, because there's going to be some people that were there to help you to learn lessons, or who were really a drag on your energy, and you've outgrown being, you know, their source of power, their source of information or advice or light or whatever, and you move on. There's other people that will move away because you're happier. I noticed that too. When I, you know, had some really cool things happening over the last few weeks, and I have certain friends who are like, okay, yeah, that's great, I'll talk to you later, bye, you know, hear from them for 5 days or 10 or whatever. And then you have the people who are like, that's so cool, that's amazing, because they're in frequency alignment. The ones who cannot handle your joy, they're not in alignment. You've outgrown them frequency-wise. Okay, you've moved into another zone. So that your people in your world are major indicators, major evidence that something's on its way. So once those kinds of things, you have a new kind of cast of characters, then the material things and some of the other things that you want, the bigger types of relationships and those types of things, will show up. Why? Because everything you're desiring right now is a different frequency than your, if it's not there, it's a different frequency than what you are. Okay, and so sometimes those frequencies need to stair step. So I hope that makes sense. Okay, then the last thing I'll say before I start taking some questions is this is a major that happens, and I want you to be aware of this, is that sometimes, especially if you're using your mental mind first and not going from a frequency first and not saying, how does this feel to me? Does this feel right? And scanning your body and seeing, does it feel heavy in my body? Does it feel light in my body? Do I feel a sense of worry and angst, like an indigenous worry, or is it just in my head worry kind of thing? You're not analyzing yourself in that way. What you're going to do is you're going to misidentify the evidence. So what you're going to see is, she just invited me to the tennis club, and that's so cool, meeting all these tennis people, but I don't have a house. Where's the house with the tennis court? I mean, that's nice and everything that I get to go to a tennis club, but I want a house with a court, and I don't understand why my stuff isn't coming, and it's coming in all these weird ways, but it's not really the thing that I was asking for. It's just other stuff over there. People who do that completely kill everything. It's like you're taking acid and just fire hosing your stuff down. Because you're misidentifying the evidence that's coming in, and that's giving you breadcrumbs, and it's giving you training wheels on how to be in that frequency for any length of time. See, that's the other thing. If you're jumping to a huge shift, like you're going from the one bedroom or studio apartment to the big, you know, 4,000 square foot house with the tennis court or whatever, that frequency, not only do you have to get to that frequency, but you have to be able to maintain it. And if your overall spin is negative and all this worst-case scenario, woe is me and I'm a victim and everything is going bad in my world and my kid is doing this and my husband is doing that and this one abused me and that one did that, I just need to hit the lottery. And if I hit the lottery, then I'll have money and money will change everything. Not if your frequency isn't there, it won't. No, it won't. It will not stick around. You might, if you even can even win, which is virtually impossible if your frequency is in that zone, even if you did, if you don't know how to maintain your frequency in a joyful space, that money will evaporate faster than you can say your name. It will you'll have lawsuits, you'll have people coming after you, you'll overspend, you'll be spending like it's going to run out, and then you're going to be spending too much of it. You will be out of alignment with it, and that's why it will last. So the money is not the answer as much as the frequency is. And then as that money comes in, when your frequency is in alignment, you'll find that it'll steer a step its way in. What they're doing is they're helping you not only to establish your frequency, but to learn how to maintain it. And that takes some time. Okay? And not sometimes. It always takes some time. It's like learning how to walk. You don't see a kid scooching around on its knees and then put it in a triathlon. There's a big gap between scooching and triathlon. Right? So it's a step-by-step process. It's a training process. And you don't have to be Olympic level to get what you want. Don't worry. And you don't have to be perfect either. But it is important that you're aware and that you're consistent as best you can be. Okay, and if you're throwing things under the bus because today you don't want to do all this kind of frequency stuff because you just have to get through this bill and that, and you're just going to throw it all out the window for today, but then you expect results from it tomorrow, you're salt and pepper in your soup. You are literally not going to, you're just going to put yourself in a straitjacket and lock yourself up. Okay, so pay attention to what evidence is showing up in your life. Celebrate that. Celebrate the smallest of things. You want money and you find, a penny on the street, get really excited. It's an indicator money is coming. And you say, I want money from all directions. And the first direction you might see is finding a few dollars, next to your car when you get out of the car. That actually happened to me the other night. I got out of Whole Foods or got to Whole Foods. I opened my car door. I stepped down and there's $3 on the ground. And then I was in my car the other night and I was at the beach or whatever it was. And I looked down and there's a $20 bill that was definitely not there on the floor of my car, on the passenger side of my car. I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? It was there. So money's coming from all directions. You celebrate that the same way you would celebrate your lottery, your bonus or whatever, your great tax return or whatever. You celebrate it. Acknowledge it. The more you acknowledge it, it's not that they're granting you more stuff. The more you acknowledge it, the more you're in frequency alignment, and the more will reveal itself. Okay? All right. I'm going to stop there. I talked for a long time. And we are going to start taking some questions. If you'd like to call in, the number is 347-215-9485. Let me just take a sip of my water here. Okay. All right, and so if you were waiting for a while on the phone, thank you for waiting, and come back to the phone. And if you could turn the volume of your computer or radio or whatever down, that would be great so that we don't get feedback on the line. And so the first person we have is Nicole in New Jersey. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. All right, so I have a question about, of course, it's money related. So I discovered a hobby, or it found me, or we found each other, that I really enjoy. And I enjoy it for a few reasons. One, it's really fun. Two, it helps the environment. Three, I help other people. And in addition to that, I make a little bit of money. It's not anything grand, but it's a nice little bit of extra cash. But I really do enjoy it. Like, it's fun. Like, I get up in the morning and I look forward to it. And I talk to people about it and I'm super excited about it. And so there's a thought in my mind that, this could be a thing. it could be like a real thing so that I could walk away from some other things that I'm doing and really be a good income generator for me. But I'm in a space right now where I'm trying to decide, is it just a hobby and enjoy it for what it is because it's a good stress reliever and it's fun, or is it kind of my angels and guides saying, this is where you're supposed to be, this is where you've always, you should have always been, and we're giving this to you, so just keep following this.
So the angels and guides don't work like that. The way that the indicator always is your excitement. How excited do you feel? And it sounds like you're feeling really excited, so that's always an indicator to go in that direction. That's actually a good question, because for everybody else listening, something I didn't mention earlier is that the major indication that you're on the right track and that you're following the breadcrumbs, that you're going down the right path, is the level of excitement that you feel. So if it was feeling kind of dull but was making, quote, sense in your mental mind, and I'm sure you've had situations like that where, you know, this makes sense, so I should do it because other people make lots of money doing this, and this makes sense, so I'm going to try that. And then it just feels sort of, you know, you have a little bit of success or a fair amount of success, but it feels like a drag and drudgery. You know, you kind of want to walk away, but you feel like it's the right thing to do. You're off. You're off frequency. When you feel that excitement, it's really because you're having a connection of that as above energy and the so below energy. You're having a connection of energetic and physical together. That's what makes that feeling of excitement. So, yes, you're on the right track. And it's not a matter of being granted something from something, you know, some beings from the great beyond. Those beings from the great beyond are really just aspects of yourself who you can lean into when you're feeling like, you know, a little quaky in physicality. But the excitement is just – excitement, if you replace the word excitement with alignment, that's how you know.
Okay.
So if you're feeling extremely high excitement, then you're in alignment, and then everything will unfold. I think where you get yourself in the way is that you are very analytical and you're trying to think of the end before you live through the middle. And it will work itself out if you keep following that excitement. So
it's definitely something I will always continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it's definitely something I could always see myself doing. I just don't know if it's could be my main thing as opposed to just keep it as a hobby. It's fun. You enjoy it. Just stay there.
Just keep going with it. You'll see. It'll unfold.
Okay.
If it's meant to be something bigger, it will. Those opportunities will present themselves, and it's really not a matter of it telling you, it's a matter of you making that decision yourself. So, and you can't really go wrong when you're following excitement. It'll show up. What I will say is one thing I will say is, and this is going to sound contradictory, but it's just something else for you to, I shouldn't tell you that because I know that you're going to start spinning around it, but I'll say it anyway. Some passions are things that you keep sacred to you, because I know for me, my dancing, my horses, even though I could have made money from them, I didn't want to make money from them because that would put pressure on it. But if you're already making money from it, then it's showing that it has a financial viability to it. And if you're feeling that excited, then I would just go ahead and follow that. So I'm going to jump to the next person, but I hope that's helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so next we have Kara in Long Island. Hi, Kara. Go on the East Coast today.
Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
I'm good. What part of Long Island are you in?
I'm in a little town called Bayport. It's
Bayport,
right,
I know Bayport.
Fire Island. Oh, really?
Yes. Well, good for you. Welcome. And what's your question?
Well, you know, I had been on with you about 2 or 3 weeks ago on the show Following the Energy.
Okay.
And I spoke to you about how the energy had changed within a new job I had taken. And I remember and you said that, you know, just be careful that, you know, you don't, like, get out of there too soon. And I remember saying to myself, okay, well, that's not going to happen. I'm going to take my time. I know, you know, I've probably outgrown this already. And, oh, and sure enough, last week I was put into a situation where I just bowed out. And I got on to see what, you know, what you were going to say about it. And then I realized when you were explaining things tonight that I had gone through the energy and probably I had outgrown that so fast that there was no way that I could stay.
So do you have a question about this?
I'm this helped a lot because, you know, now I'm saying to myself, what's next? And, you know, I had dabbled with, you know, finding something that, although I did love what I did. So I was thinking about either going back into it or at another, you know, at another level. Or, but I think that's hard to find that, you know, to know.
I'm going to have to stop you. I'm going to have to stop you just because we're on a really tight time. So I just want to know, do you have a specific question about what, you know, that I can help you with in just as opposed to, like, the whole stream of...
So just go with whatever I'm excited about?
Yep, that's exactly what I would do, is I just sit and I reevaluate. And I'm sure that if something is leaving, especially in the way that it did, because you've made space for something else, I would not be afraid of the empty space. What I would do is get a journal. I would go into more of your clearing space, you know, and your energetic communication space. If you have my book, it has all sorts of exercises and stuff. Okay, yeah. So if you look at the automatic writing or some of those energy exercises and the energetic hygiene, I would focus on that right now because that's going to give you kind of that two-way conversation. And don't be afraid of the space that you created, because when something like that drops away, you create an arena of space, and that's when the new stuff gets dropped in. So just see it like we talked about on the Frequency Show as a garden that you've, you know, tilled, you created an empty space, and now you're going to plant new seeds, and it should work out really nicely for you. I'm going to have to jump off, but I hope that's helped.
Thank you. Terrific. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Okay, next we have Kathleen in New Mexico. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Mari. This is Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So I just wanted to say, as far as signs and all, starting to be in a place where I have fun with just following and just not pressuring myself to. I've been told in the past that I would force the issue and always be pushing and try to make things go the way they wanted to and the way I felt that they needed to go. And now it's more just following signs, and as you say, the most important one is feeling good. Is I actually will say which feels better to me. What should I do, or which turn should I make, or whatever? And I had an offer recently that I had to pass on because of funds, and then out of the blue, I have money coming to me, like almost $30,000 after taxes that I was not expecting. It's just so exciting to know that I'm moving in, just getting to where I want to be. I was going to say need
that's
to be,
fantastic.
Where I want to be. So it's just now knowing that the timing is there for me to giving me the opportunity to make the best choices and make sure that I. As you said, you know, if it comes when I'm not ready, then it's no good. So knowing now that it's coming because I am ready, it's just very exciting to see what's next.
Well, it's not so much ready. Ready, I would be – so I'm going to stop because the show is going to end in a second, but I just want to say that it's not a matter of ready. Ready is very much a mental mind, parental kind of a word.
the word you want to replace ready with is aligned. And that's the frequency aspect of it. So when you say I was ready or not ready, you know, it's like I've been granted this, like the gal earlier was saying, you know, is this my angels and guides telling me this is a gift or is this should it? No, it has nothing to do with that. It's not a parent. The universe is not a parent. I know that in formal religion we're taught the father and the mother and the God and that there's a grant favor and all that. But in when we're working with frequency, everything is neutral. So it has nothing to do with readiness. It has to do with alignment. Okay? And you are in alignment with $30,000. Now you want to be in alignment with $130,000. You know what I mean?
Right.
And believe me, you've gotten the first 30. The rest is more of the same and just feeling really good, and it's going to load right in. So good for you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
You're
now
so
I
welcome.
Bring my lover in.
Yep, next to that. If you stay in the joy is neutral as well. And remember, and this will be the last thing I say, but when you're baking cookies in your kitchen, the smell of the cookies doesn't stop at the walls of the kitchen. It goes throughout the whole house. Joy is the same way. When you create joy in one aspect of your life, it doesn't just stop at money because it's just money and you only ask for joy for money and you didn't ask for the man. Now, if your frequency of you have joyful frequency in one aspect, it's going to start to waft into other areas of your life. So it'll be much easier to be in alignment with a new person coming into your world. So I'm going to end with that, but thanks for calling in and congratulations. Okay, well, we have gotten to the end of yet another Aha Moments radio show. This was a good one tonight. Thanks, you guys, for calling in and asking such great questions. I very much appreciate that. Please be sure to join us in the free Aha Moments, Aha Factor, online course. And I will see you back here next week, same time. I'm tired. Same time, same place, and we will end with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too, and in this new energy, anything is possible. Take care, everybody.